Researchers have located the remains of ancient sharks in southeast Alaska. As KRBD's Jay Marble reports, until recently, these sharks were only found in Europe and Russia.
You can see the three cusps were coming off right there. Very, very small. These are actually small examples.
Forest Service geologist Jim Bachtel is pointing out all the small black teeth poking out of pieces of southeast Alaska limestone. Teeth are usually the only shark part to make it through the fossilization process. Sometimes some cartilage is found, and occasionally pieces of the spine. In this case, Bachtel and John Macy, who's a curator of paleontology at the American Museum of Natural History in New York, are excited because they found all those things.
We've got these big spines that stick out of the back of the shark fin. The two fins on the back, they stick out. And we've also got some pieces of what are probably parts of the jaw and the gill arches and things like that.
But Macy is interested in those teeth. They were actually first located in Alaska in the 1970s during a U.S. geological survey. But for a variety of reasons, they were forgotten until Jim Bachtel and Ray Troll from Ketchikan set out to relocate them. Eventually, they did, though Bachtel says they don't want to say where in southeast they were found.
At that time, we collected a few pieces, and John came back saying, you know, you have more than just teeth here, that you also have this cartilaginous stuff preserved in these spines. And
Bachtel wants people to remember that shark teeth found on public land are not to be disturbed. If teeth or other parts are found, the best bet is to call a scientist. These particular teeth are likely over 300 million years old. Macy says this is from the earliest period of sharks, from a geologic time known as the Devonian period. Back in those days, when sea creatures were just beginning to have jaws, these sharks would have been breaking news.
I like to say, if you could go fishing, you know, 375 million years ago, you'd haul up things that would look somewhat familiar, but you'd also bring up things that you wouldn't have a clue what they were. They'd be gigantic armored things with big bony plates on their heads and other funny fishes that had spines sticking out of all their fins and things like that. So we know there's a lot of very early experimentation and diversification going on back then. But we also see the first fossils of fishes that are very similar to major groups today, like the ray-finned fish and the lobe-finned fishes and stuff like that, and sharks. So we're trying to look at some of the oldest known examples of these things.
Macy says that these sharks have been discovered in Europe and the Ural Mountains of Russia and are now being found in southeast Alaska reveals ancient patterns that are no longer obvious.
It's more evidence that there was some kind of geographical connection between this region and that part of the world back then, when the continents all had a different configuration. And, you know, there were oceans extending across these regions, which weren't so far away as they are today.
Macy and the others will continue to look for shark fossils in the limestone of southeast Alaska. Even if they don't find more, they hope to take what they have and drop it into acid. That will almost certainly reveal more teeth and possibly expose fins and other more exotic parts. I'm Jay Marble.